the Eagles felt they got it right in the spring when they added Rodney McLeod via free agency to team with Malcolm Jenkins. And so far in six games, the Eagles have certainly gotten it right at the safety positions. We welcome Rodney McLeod into the studio. Rodney, it seems to have gone really well with you and Malcolm. You feel that way?
Yeah, man. It's obviously been a good start to the season. You know, obviously had a couple lapses the past two games. But for the most part, since OTAs and things, we've been building chemistry. And, you know, you just seeing it form right now. So it's been great playing alongside Jenkins.
How do you form chemistry? How do you form trust? How do you form that union back there?
From just getting to know one another, but it always helps when you got a guy like him and myself, you know, two smart players, kind of see the game alike, come from familiar backgrounds, like far as Greg Williams, and, you know, just having the right mindset, man, and not being too prideful, and just wanting to work beside one another. So it's great, man. I think we feed off each other. We compete with one another. And, you know, it's a great bond on and off the field.
Rodney, what do you think are the physical characteristics that you need to be a great safety in the league at a position that's really changed so much over the years?
Yeah, you know, you got all different type of safeties. You know, I think you have to be smart. You got to be a sure tackler, whether it's open field or being that angel back there, whatever it is. You know, receivers are so dynamic nowadays, and running backs. You have to be able to cover. Tight ends are flexing out. You know, you see it each and every week. So it's not like the old school, you know, just line up and they're going to run the ball. It's literally nowadays games has changed, spreading things out, playing in space. And, you know, me and Jenkins both have corner background, so that helps us out a lot.
The game on Sunday against Minnesota, dominating performance front to back, back to front, all over. What did that do for this group as you've kind of spent the last couple of days living the moment but also looking ahead to Dallas?
Yeah, man. It was a great win. No better feeling to get it versus the Vikings at home. Man, the crowd was into it from the first snap, and we just fed off that. But it all started in practice, man. Preparation, you know, how we approached it, getting back to basics, fundamentals and technique. We talked about it all week, and it showed on Sunday. So we're just trying to carry this momentum into going into Dallas, who's another good team and obviously a division opponent.
Why are they so good offensively? They lead the league in rushing. They got the big offensive line. They got Dez back. You got your hands full.
Yeah, man. You know, you said it. It all starts up front. You know, the game's going to be won in the trenches. You know, our D-line's going to be up for the challenge. Those guys have been doing a good job over there moving guys. Ezekiel Elliott's been finding the hole and hitting it. Dak Prescott's been doing phenomenal in the way he's leading that group. So it's going to be another big challenge for us, man. But, you know, it is each and every Sunday. So it's all about how we prepare and, you know, how our mindset is going to that game.
Is Sunday Night Football a big deal to you?
Nah, I don't look at it as a big deal. You know, obviously everybody's going to be watching. You want to perform well, you know, in front of your family and friends and represent your name as well as the organization. But can't let the moment get too high, man. You got to stay, you know, calm, you know, make plays when they come to you and just have fun.
Rodney, what do you do all day on Sunday?
Sunday night game, man. You know, I prefer a 1 o'clock game, you know, just wake up and get to it, but, just relax. You know, probably look over my notes, check out some games, but kind of just relax, man. And, just get ready. You know, it's going to be a war out there.
When you watch football, do you watch friends? Do you root as a fan? Do you keep your fantasy football stats? I mean, what do you...
I do, yeah. We do got a little fantasy group with the DBs, so that's fun. But just kind of watch my peers, check out some of them, make sure, you know, they're doing fine and all that, and just enjoy the game.
How is Team McLeod doing in fantasy?
I'm actually 4-3. Just got a win last night over Leonis McKelvin, so I don't know who's next, but, you know, watch out.
Same draft format that everybody else does? You pick players?
Yeah, a little snake, yeah, snake draft. I actually had the first pick the draft, so I took Antonio Brown.
Okay. I saw him go off the field on Sunday. I'm like, oh, boy, all these fantasy football owners are freaking out. And then I think he went back in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, man, if you play Antonio Brown, you'll shut him down and be a winner and a loser.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, I didn't start him the week that we played him.
Good thing, because he would have... He actually had a big numbers that game, but the Steelers did nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, man, in the real life, this game is for first place in the NFC East, and the division is so competitive. The rivalry, have you gotten a sense of what it's like to be Eagles versus Cowboys week?
Got a little bit. I could tell how Coach Peterson, the way he said, you know, this week, you know, is big. I could see it in his eyes how, you know, the rivalry is huge, man. And just talking to some of the other guys, particularly Malcolm Jenkins, you know, this is a very big week. So I'm excited. And, you know, we just go out there and take care of business.
Go get him. Rodney, thanks so much for joining us. Beat the Cowboys.
Thank you.